The Raw after Elimination Chamber already has a big match signed, that being Austin Theory defending the United States Championship in a first time ever match versus Edge. I am very much excited for this. I think this actually has a lot of WrestleMania implications to it, so we're going to talk all about it right here on the No Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. What is going on, guys? Before we get into this video, I want to remind you that every single No Nation Wrestling video is also available on audio platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and more, linked down below. Austin Theory versus Edge coming together on the Elimination Chamber press conference. I believe it was Austin Theory who originally threw out an open challenge for Raw, then was accepted by Edge on the same press conference. And this really comes out of nowhere. Like, Austin Theory versus Edge, first time ever matchup. Definitely going to be a great matchup on paper. Let's just start with that. Going to be a great match. Expected to main event Raw. I don't see why it wouldn't. U.S. titles on the line. Edge making a rare wrestling appearance on Raw. I believe he did two matches last year on Raw. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe there was three. I don't know. He did the Damian Priest, the Dominic Mysterio match. I believe that was it. So obviously Edge not very frequently wrestling on Raw. So we're going to be getting him tomorrow night or the time this video goes up tonight. So I'm very excited for that. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Soak it in anytime he is in that ring. But not only are we getting Austin Theory versus Edge, but it is for the United States Championship. And Edge actually has held the United States Championship before, back when during the invasion, the WCW United States Championship. But obviously still very different for Edge to be challenging for a mid-card title in 2023. So a lot of just good stuff there. Very different, unexpected feel to it. And again, first time ever that we have ever gotten Edge versus Austin Theory inside of the ring, if you're not including my WWE 2K22 Universe mode, which is over on the No Nation Gaming YouTube channel, also linked down below. But regardless of that, I am very much looking forward to Monday Night Raw. Now, like I said, I think this matchup has some WrestleMania implications. I think that's the whole reason why it was signed to begin with. And maybe Edge just wanted to wrestle Austin Theory and felt this was a good time to do it, since they probably aren't going to be, you know, in some kind of major feud with each other anytime soon. But in the lead up to WrestleMania, maybe they looked at this match as a way to set up a couple of different WrestleMania matches. Also talked about, and I watched it back, both in Austin Theory's press conference segment as well as Edge's, both mentioned John Cena, and I think that was probably done by design. Austin Theory questioning why everyone's always talking about John Cena. Edge actually, I think, said Austin Theory was a John Cena fan, so he's got to beat him up for that or something like that. But let's talk about John Cena first. As we've talked about here on the channel, as we've rumored, Austin Theory versus John Cena seemingly is the match for WrestleMania 39, and I'm very much looking forward to that. John Cena, my personal greatest of all time. When you want to talk about the GOATs, I look at John Cena as the greatest of all time. So I'm very much looking forward to getting him back in WrestleMania for the first time since technically 36. Yeah, that was the one in the Performance Center 36, but you know, actually in a crowd or in the match in front of a live crowd since 34, and even that was a squash match. So like, we really haven't gotten a real John Cena match since 33. So like, it's been a while since John Cena wrestled at WrestleMania in a legitimate matchup. So him and Austin Theory, I'm very much looking forward to that. And I know a lot of people, I don't want to say a lot of people, but I think there's a portion of people out there who look at this match as not as big of a deal as some other people like me do think it is. But I do think it is a great passing of the torch type moment for Austin Theory, a guy who is going to be a major player, already is a major player, let's be honest, one of the biggest stars on Monday Night Raw, but it's going to continue to progress into the rest of this year, into the rest of 2024, 2025, all that stuff. He's going to be a big main event guy in WWE, so this is going to be one of those pivotal matches we look back on years from now and go, Austin Theory, hopefully, was put over by John Cena, and not only a great match, but Austin Theory got his hand raised on that night and seemingly retained the United States Championship, because if this match wasn't going to be for the U.S. title, I think Austin Theory would have dropped it inside the Elimination Chamber. I do not see Edge winning the U.S. title at this stage in his career, especially, just there's no reason for Edge to have that title. Austin Theory, I expect, to retain the U.S. title. But how are we going to get there? I also expect that the Edge and Finn Balor feud is not done. I think a lot of people seemingly looked at the Elimination Chamber result, Edge and Beth Phoenix defeating Finn and Rhea, and said, well, I guess that's it for the Edge and Judgment Day storyline. I guess we won't get Edge versus Finn at WrestleMania, but I do think we will get that, and I think Edge got the win here, so Finn Balor can ultimately get the win in the overall feud. It just feels like an Edge thing to do, to put the other guy, the full-time active talent, over, especially on what might be Edge's last WrestleMania. So I think Edge and Beth won at Elimination Chamber. Now we have Edge versus Austin Theory for the U.S. title on Raw. Going to be a big main event, going to be great. And I know it's very simple thinking here, but it's also very effective storyline-wise. All you need to do is send Finn Balor out there, or, you know, all of the Judgment Day, whatever you want to do, but specifically Finn Balor, and cost Edge this matchup one way or another. The next week on Raw, Finn can address what happened. Finn can call out Edge for one more match to end everything once and for all at WrestleMania. And then, you know, they can up the ante from there, whether that be Demon Finn versus Brood Edge, whether it be Edge versus Finn inside Hell in the Cell or no DQ, whatever they want to do. I think a lot of people want that Hell in the Cell match with, as I mentioned, Demon Finn Balor returning for the first time in a long time versus a Brood Edge. I think that's just, it's so, as I mentioned before on the channel, it's so good that it's almost fantasy, but I do believe that's where we're still heading in some capacity at WrestleMania is Edge versus Finn Balor. And I think Edge, again, won at Elimination Chamber so that Finn can ultimately win the rivalry at WrestleMania. So that is what I believe why this match was set for Monday Night Raw, to one, again, just give Edge and Austin Theory that first time ever matchup, possibly their only ever matchup, two, to set up Finn and Edge for WrestleMania to continue the story after Elimination Chamber, and three, Austin Theory gets a big win over Edge, aka a former rival, John Cena's greatest rival, in my personal opinion. And how Theory goes about this in a promo, whether that's tomorrow night on Raw, next week on Raw, calling, you know, saying he beat Edge, one of the greatest of all time. Maybe Austin Theory calls out John Cena to come back, say, yo, I want to face you at WrestleMania. Maybe it's not John Cena showing up, you know, surprise out of nowhere and saying he wants to knock some respect into Austin Theory. But one way or another, Austin Theory facing specifically Edge tomorrow night, I think is just done for more reasons than one. Edge, Finn Balor set that up for Mania, and I do believe Austin Theory doing something with Edge tomorrow night is going to, or just having this match with Edge tomorrow night is going to be the catalyst to John Cena coming back, whether that's tomorrow night as a surprise, next week as a surprise, whatever that may be, to set up John Cena versus Austin Theory for the United States title at WrestleMania. We have 6 weeks until WrestleMania. Cena's going to show up, I say, any week now and set up this match for Austin Theory for WrestleMania, and I'm very much looking forward to it. That's two great WrestleMania matches right there between both nights, where however they set it up, Austin Theory versus John Cena for the United States title, and Edge versus Finn Balor one more time. So Austin Theory versus Edge on Monday Night Raw for the United States Championship. I expect Austin Theory to retain the gold, but I'm sure it'll be a great match from bell to bell, and I'm sure the result of it will involve some sort of shenanigans one way or another. And hey, this is real fantasy. Well, I don't want to say real fantasy because, you know, Edge is wrestling tomorrow night. John Cena wrestled on SmackDown back in December. But I would love if, you know, in the lead up to WrestleMania, because we're getting disentanglement tomorrow night, we had some mega main event on Raw where it's Austin Theory teaming with, you know, Finn Balor of the Judgment Day to take on Edge and John Cena in a tag team epic main event on Raw. I know it might be a little far-fetched. I don't know if John Cena could do that. I don't know if Edge would want to do, I'm sure Edge would want to do that. So it's really just probably John Cena's schedule, or if that's even on the mind of anybody out there. But really, you're just doing that match so you can have Edge and John Cena on the same side. And I know that's not like fitting of those two guys. They were always rivals, but that little team there against their current rivals can be the little planting the seed, if you will, for, well, not only for build for WrestleMania, but planting the seed, if you will, for an eventual one more Edge versus John Cena match, having them stand side by side in the ring, and maybe the team, you know, does not go their way. Maybe Austin Theory and Finn Balor get the win if that were to happen. I'm fantasy booking at this point, but I would love to see it. But let me know what you guys think is going to happen tomorrow night on Raw, or tonight on Raw, wherever the time this video goes out. Austin Theory versus Edge for the United States title. And do you want to see those two matches for WrestleMania? Especially Edge versus Finn Balor, because I really think Theory versus Cena is all but a lock. But, you know, I think a lot of people are questioning what's going on with Edge and the Judgment Day come WrestleMania, even though, like I said, I do think we will get Edge versus Finn Balor one more time in Los Angeles in a couple of weeks, in 6 weeks' time. So let me know what you guys think down below. But overall, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you want to support me, you can do so in one of a few ways. You can become a channel member by hitting the join button down below, receive some exclusive perks. And as you can see on your screen, we have some Noah Nation exclusive merchandise for all of my channels over on the NoahNationShop.com. So you guys can check that out down below in the description box as well. I said NoahNationShop.com. That is my old website, but the new one was on your screen and it's linked down below. So disregard what I said. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys enjoy Raw tomorrow night. The road to WrestleMania continues to be absolutely awesome, and I can't wait for Theory versus Edge. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. See you guys in the next one. Peace.